time to talk homes and houses for sale, just your houses in general. Jesse Davis joins us for On the House. He's a local real estate agent and brings up topics that pop up in his world that people have lots of questions about. And we kind of have warmed it up a little bit, but I'm sure carpet is a big deal. Do some people not even want to look at a house if it's fully carpeted, or is it that big a deal for people?
Well, it really just depends on the condition of it.
Yeah.
Certainly there are some people like it's hardwood floors or nothing, you know, and that probably stems from them having past experience with really dirty, gross carpets. And so, It's something, you know, and one of the reasons that I brought our guest in was that I had an experience with a carpet that was actually harboring a lot of just kind of like cooped up old, just kind of smells. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, not even just visually looking at the carpet, you walk in and you're just like, kind of smells, And so, you know, it really kind of hits on a lot of different ways, the condition of your carpeting. And so keeping it clean, I think, is probably something a lot of us should think about, you know, whether it's just keeping our own homes clean or getting them ready to sell.
Yeah. So who are we talking to today?
We are talking to Mark Sager from Sager Steam Clean, which is a business that he and his family have here in Grand Rapids. They've been in the carpet cleaning business for many, many years. Mark can let us know exactly how many years, but he's a bona fide expert when it comes to carpet.
Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good.
Yeah.
I put my shovel away, and I had to go find it.
Oh, it's your fault, huh?
Well, I'm going to blame my wife on this. She said it was really nice up here. We were down at what we call Sager South, kind of a joke this year, doing work there, too, and said it's going to be good. It's going to be warm. We can come home. The snow is melting, and I'm blaming her.
Well, you know, Mark, one of the things that I was thinking about on the drive in is when you get into this mud season right now, mm-hmm. you're going to be tracking in a bunch of salt, a bunch of mud, moisture. I mean, what are some of the things that, you know, this kind of springtime you find that you have to do special things to keep carpets clean?
Well, you know, one of the basic things is mud season is good for business, but, you know, we wait for it, you know, some people wait for it to dry up. Some people can't wait. But the basic thing for any carpet cleaning in an environment is just some regular vacuuming on, you know, some people need to do it on a daily basis, some people a weekly basis. If it happens daily, you're better than a lot of us out there. But that just helps to maintain, like, your carpets are actually like a furnace filter for your home. And I know we were talking, like, some hard surfaces earlier, too, and LVP and LVT, which is luxury vinyl planking, is coming in, the hardwood floors. If you have allergies, it's actually a study that's been done, Sweden study, years ago, where how it just spiked when they went to all hard surfaces in commercial buildings more. And now they're kind of, I think, indoctrinated that you have to have some soft goods. Soft goods will help keep those allergens down. So for us, of course, we're a maintenance procedure for carpet cleaning. And so the manufacturers recommend anywhere up to 12 to 16 months to have cleaning, carpet cleaning done. Here in the north, where there's a lot more carpets, kind of, you know, because of the coldness, and it's more warm and comfy, like you say. And to let you know, we love soiled and dirty carpets. That's our forte. We really do love that. And my family's been doing this over 52 years now. So we've been around it quite a bit and having fun doing it. We really do. We are a carpet cleaning nerd family. We have a lot of fun doing this.
Well, now, Mark, you talk about, some people need to vacuum every day, mm-hmm. every week.
Yep.
I mean, is there a point where you're doing it too much? You know, how close should you have those brushes kind of set on your vacuum? I mean, what, you know, for people who don't really know what they're doing, mm-hmm. I mean, what are just some basic tips?
Well, there's going to be, when you get a vacuum sometimes out there, it's either going to be a bag or a bagless. The bagless are popular, but the bagless can tend to plug up. And so the time to vacuum kind of depends. If you have more kids, more pets, the more you do vacuum, it can help just keeping those dry soils and articulates out of there and those allergens. So as far as setting the bar height and stuff, sometimes it's a guess, and sometimes it's, you know, it'll say this height carpet, that height carpet. You'll feel it. But you can watch also with the bagless versions, as long as you're keeping those filters clean, and some of them don't need filters, but they still need a rinsing out of their containers at times. So, you know, you'll just be watching. You can get soils out of carpets a lot. Again, it's like a filter in your home. you don't have the carpet there or the soft goods in the home, it's going to go to other places. So those people with more hard surfaces are going to see those dust bunnies more in the air or in the corners. So those dust bunnies you're capturing out of your carpet. So there's actually, you could vacuum all day long every day and you'd probably be okay, really. It would be healthy.
So Mark, is there a point, or what is the point where the cleaning may not be sufficient, mm-hmm. and it's time to replace?
Yeah, at some point, you're going to get some wear. So some of today's carpets are not built as durable as the old days, and we've heard that in a lot of things in all types of industries. But every 7 to 10 years, the carpet itself is considered now starting to get of age. But I'm sitting here in my office with right now 12-year-old nylon carpet, which is a great carpet. Hard to get nylon these days. And just with the maintenance and stuff and vacuuming and, we clean our carpets yearly and we apply a protectant on this nylon, it really helps. And we've got dogs, cats, grandchildren like crazy over here. And it's a total ransacked house by the end of the day when my wife's done babysitting all the grandbabies. So, it's just a carpet you can tell. And if you think it's so soiled it's not recoverable, just even go look at my Facebook page, my YouTube channel under my name. You'll see a lot of things we can revive. And the thing about our family, what we've done, we have our own chemical line that's now starting to go worldwide too. And it's called Sager's Sauce, to be typed it in. But we focused on making a healthier chemistry with no butyls, no dilamines when we can, certain NTAs, so it's a healthier chemistry that we, as the cleaners are, healthier applying, and it cleans like incredible. So it's one of the things we focused on, and again, just something here in small Midwest, little family, we kind of came up with our chemists in Atlanta, Georgia, called Harvard Chemical Research. I've been very lucky. So having been a band director in my past, I've also been a carpet cleaner for many years, and grew up around it, and so after leaving band directing, this is where I focused my passion again.
Well, Mark, you bring up chemicals, and that was mm-hmm. one of my questions, because there are certainly plenty of chemicals that you can yep. buy over the counter. And, what are yep. some that are kind of don't work? I mean, are there enzymes mm-hmm. that work or what are some things that we should avoid, things that we've been told are good that yeah. maybe are exactly the opposite?
The best thing to do would be to contact me privately if you have a question about a certain, but over a lot of times over-the-counter products we'll call. Can contain certain products in them that could be harmful to your carpet. And they'll say on it, please test in an inconspicuous place. Well, none of us take the time to do that. We're taking care of that spot right in the middle of us, but then all of a sudden the color disappears in the carpet too, unfortunately. It's not good. So basically, if you have a spill or a stain, I can just say this. Take a little bit of your dishwashing detergent, like you're going to wash your dishes, and put that amount, that little dollop, like in your sink. That's about the half a dollop you would put in, say, a gallon of water. Use a clean rag and a dry rag, or I should say towel, and colored, non-colored towels so you don't have color transfer. And you can start blotting up. So blot up any spills or stains right away, even with the dry one. Use that little bit of cleaning solution, watered down, and with the wet one, and dry it again. Any spill that you can get to right away and wipe up most of the time will be taken care of. So healthier chemistry there. If you have like a coffee, tea spill, peroxide is your friend. Just your brown bottle peroxide you get uptown, that's a 3% solution. You can mist and spray that on some of those spots. It's not going to take it out immediately sometimes. It's going to take some time for it to oxidize and safely oxidize. So for us as our professionals, we'll come in with a much more powerful peroxide that we can apply on. It can take out the stains sometimes immediately and quicker. And, most of your peroxides are just going to go to a water nature state, after they lose their charge, your peroxide charge. So those are some of it. But we also say you can definitely call us or our office, and we will help guide you. And if you can't take care of it, we'll show up on site, and like you probably saw, Jesse, we'll give you advice if we can, if we're not super busy, and tell you, is it good to clean it, not to clean it, what not to use, what to use. That's just part of our business nature, too.
Well, and when we were talking mm-hmm. recently, we had a homeowner who had used just a ton of baking mm-hmm. soda to try and do some kind of odor removal, and it turned out that was kind of counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really, you're making, sometimes when people are putting some of these concoctions together, they're making a little bit more of a dangerous situation for themselves and stuff, and even airborne situations. So you do have to be careful. And sometimes you'll get advice even on the internet that isn't correct entirely. So you do have to be careful for yourselves. But just the simpler solutions, like I just stated, that's the best way to start. And if you can't get it, then really we do recommend calling a professional, because we can salvage and save a lot of items for you. Spots and stains are, you know, a lot of things that are always talked about. But sometimes we can help guide you as a stain removal on yourself without even coming out and doing a service call for you. And our family does that. Our business does that. And I know a number of other cleaning businesses will probably do that too. Right now I have a bunch of cleaners from around the U.S. probably listening to this, because I put it out on our Facebook, and we have quite a nice following of cleaners out there. So I want to make that point. There are great professional cleaners in our industry. Just finding that person that will work for you is, you know, one of the things you want to do.
We are talking to Mark Sager from Sager Steam Clean here in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Yeah, and you're listening to On the House at KBXC 91.7, 90.5. Now, Mark, it's time to throw in the towel. It's 7 to 10 years or 12 years, mm-hmm. something like that. What should we be looking for when we're replacing a carpet so that we're going to have something that's going to, you know, stand up?
Well, if you can go actually and even to one of the local dealers in your area that can even help you with some advice on it. One of the things that's happening in our industry is going to a lot of polyester carpet. And there are some really inexpensive, cheaper polyester carpets that are being difficult to clean, not standing up. You know, there's difficulty there. A nylon carpet is still a really great carpet if you can find it. So you do kind of want to watch out for the cheaper or the less expensive. You sometimes pay for a carpet, you get what you pay for, can still kind of be there. They won't be as durable. And that's kind of hurting our carpet cleaning industry a little bit, too, because you're spending that kind of money. They're not as durable. You're disappointed. So I'm going to go hard surfaces. Then you get hard surfaces that are scratching more, being a problem, more dust bunnies in the air. Then you want to go back to carpet. So, you know, just kind of some of these carpets, after 10 years, even 12, 13 years, they can still be good. It's just how you feel about it and how much wear and tear you've had on them. But there are better quality carpets than some, but getting guidance from a good carpet installation store is great.
Yeah, and I do have plenty of clients who are, you know, look at you know, big box stores, because you mm-hmm. can, you know, get online at, you know, yep. in your jammies at 11 p.m. and, yep. you know, look at some things. And, you know, I mean, we're looking at 69 cents a square foot, $1.29 mm-hmm. a square foot. And your kind of gut feel would be that those are definitely going to be a compromise.
Not durable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, and the thing is the quality or the, it's the content of the carpet too. They list it on the back. And it's like marketing, you know, you're going to make it look and sound really good on the backing of how they describe the material and what they do and the warranty here and there. There's sometimes going to be exclusions to warranties, too. I don't worry myself personally about the warranty. I look for what the quality of the carpet is and what it is and the durability. Again, kind of sometimes the mom-and-pop stores are really going to help you more with that and guidance. I don't want to take away from the other big box stores that have employees there, because some of them are probably pretty knowledgeable, too, and could help guide you, but I know from experience the other ones will have some of that more insight on what's happening in trends, too.
Well, and then are there some styles that you might recommend to stay away from? Or, you know, I mean, I know there's Berber, there's yep. longer nap, there's, you know...
Mm-hmm. Shag.
Shag is...
Yep.
You know. But are some better than others when it comes to keeping clean or for longevity?
Well, again, they all should clean up pretty good to a point of durability. I mean, some carpets can be difficult for some cleaning carpets companies to clean at times. We've heard, you know, certain situations. Us, we focus our equipment on being able to clean all of it, and we do enjoy cleaning all of it. Again, just the maintenance at home, the vacuuming, things like that, will help even us come in later and clean it. So, you know, that'll also take out that sandpaper grit, so to speak, that can be adhered in the carpet. You know, the more you take out those soil articulates that can grind away at your carpets, the easier it makes us for it to make it look brand new, too. So just say one over another, it's not really that easy to say. I mean, seriously, go in and select what you would like. Honestly, that's really the carpets. If you get kind of the right content quality, if you can find a nylon, be awesome, because there is way more durability in it. And again, it's very difficult to find these days because of the polyester rage. So, you know, those are just some of the things we've come across and we enjoy.
Hey, Mark, when it comes to like a commercial carpet or say when mm-hmm. you rent a hotel room or a cabin, sometimes yep. you find stuff that isn't, you know, it just feels sort of dirty, even if it looks mm-hmm. kind of clean. Do you have recommendations on, I don't, well, what do you think of that, I guess? Not what you should book for a hotel room, but.
Sure. No, some hotels or, you know, motels will try to do their own maintenance with their own equipment and stuff. Which a lot of times you're not going to invest in a $100,000 cleaning unit like we have, and you're going to invest in maybe a $4,000 or $5,000 cleaning unit on the high end or sometimes lower. So, and then you're going to have somebody who's, you know, hired in as a staff, go clean those carpets, and it's your first day cleaning the carpet. So, you know, you're not going to maybe get the same results as some hotels that'll hire a professional. You know, for me, it's a real bad habit. I walk into places and I'm staring down all the time. So, you know, I tend to miss all the other things around because I'm always looking at the flooring surfaces. But there are hotels that'll maintain, or places you stay, or cabins and stuff. I just got done doing a resort 2 days ago, and we have a number of resorts on the schedule that will hire us in to clean wall-to-wall professionally the carpets and flooring surfaces. So, you know, there are places out there that'll do it, and I have carpet cleaning friends just posting of cleaning resorts right now, too. I just saw another big one in Wisconsin. You know, so there are a lot of places that will do that, but some are really big, and at times they'll try to do intermittent cleaning themselves and then hire us as the professionals come in and really do deep cleaning. So it's hard to just say, you know, to answer that question the best, but hopefully I got in a roundabout way of telling you.
Mm-hmm. I was able to just have that lovely experience of going mm-hmm. into a place in Myrtle Beach where I didn't really want to take my socks off because yep. the carpet was a little nasty, which it's right on the sea too, so it's hard to mm-hmm. tell what's from the air, from the ocean, from dirt.
We totally understand. You know, the comfort zone, and today, you know, when you walk into a cleaner facility, we noticed, and like Jesse had mentioned, that sometimes we'll go in and we'll clean a place that's, you know, being turned over or somebody's buying it. And they'll come in a second time looking at, oh, you painted the walls. Actually, the walls didn't get painted, just the carpet got cleaned, and so it brought in the brightness back into the place. So, you know, it's somewhat of an inexpensive item to have the carpets cleaned and flooring cleaned and tile and grout cleaned versus replacing, because we're going to be about one-tenth of the cost to clean it versus replace it, really.
And you bring up a question that I had, too. You mentioned tile and grout, and that's something mm-hmm. that you do. And you actually charge more per square yep. foot to clean tile and grout than you yep. do for the carpets. So what does that process kind of look like?
Well, we just released our new product called Sager Tsunami also, which is going to maybe help us a little bit on speed up some of the cleaning process. Where tile and grout, sometimes you have to apply it, you have to work it around, be a little more careful around certain appliances and stuff. You maybe have to agitate every grout line with a grout stick or a grout brush. Sometimes we get lucky and we can't. Sometimes we do. And a lot of times you don't know what you're going to get into with tile and grout. I can sometimes tell you what a carpet's going to do or look like versus what tile and grout will look like for staining and such. So, you know, we'll have tile and grout we can clean, and we also have our super sealer, they call it, that we can apply that's become very popular in the past year after we released it. But it's tile and grout takes a little more effort sometimes to clean it. And you can run into some other goofier things every now and then versus a carpet. Carpets can be, believe it or not, a little more forgiving than a hard surface to clean.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for sharing your expertise here. And, you know, I would agree with you that there are probably a lot of local folks out there that have a great base of knowledge to reach out to. So mm-hmm. Thank you for giving a shout out to the local folks. And thank you for being on KXC and helping us realize how to keep them carpets clean.
We look forward to hearing from you, but thank you for having us in. And we love our local community, our little Grand Rapids. It's seriously, we love this place.
Well, thanks. This is On the House. If you have a question you think that Jesse should kind of dig into for us, let us know. You can send us an email, comments@kexe.org. So, Jesse, if someone's wanting to list their house, is that one of the things you always tell them, like, clean those carpets, make sure the floors are...
Definitely. But there's sometimes where, you know, if they're at a certain point of wear, you're just going to say, look, let's maybe just say, hey, with a completed offer, we're going to put a carpeting allowance or a flooring allowance, because everyone likes something different, right? I mean, you'd prefer to choose your own color or even style of flooring, whether you want to do a hard flooring or soft flooring or things like that. So it's tough because you may have some, you know, trapped odors there, or it may just, again, yeah, the room isn't looking quite as bright, but yeah, getting them clean, you know, spending a couple $100, you know, I think, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 cents per square foot is kind of the going rate. You know, that can actually really pay some dividends.